Praise the Lord. Amen. Ah, they are not answering me.
Hakuna amen.
Hakuna matak. Bwana asifiwe. Bwana asifiwe sana. Mungu akubariki. Mungu wewe akubariki.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We have enjoyed our time here. I was telling Brother Alfred, we feel so much at home with him. And sharing with you, it has been a blessing. We have been blessed very much. More than you can even know. You have blessed us. I see some of you are quite elderly. Some of you are quite elderly. That you are older than us. We young men. Amen.
Amen.
Like my young Nigerian American friend. You know he's an American. We are Nigerians. Because we speak like Nigerians. He speaks like an American.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank God that wherever you come from, it's still the same.
Amen.
You know, God has blessed us so much. He has given us a lot. So I don't know how much you can take for that. I see that the number has reduced. Which is very good. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So that these are those who mean business.
Well,
I'm sure those ones maybe had something else to do.
Amen.
Well, I was thinking if we can take some questions, and then if we have time, we can look at some other aspects of the tabernacle. So I'm sure that since we started, there may be one or two things that, you know, some questions on your heart. You're not, you know, you're just, you know, bubbling in your heart. So I think it's a good time to just look at those questions, go over them again. So that we can reinforce the things that God is teaching us. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm sure there are one or two questions. Amen.
Amen.
So you can write your question down if you are shy. So you can write it down. Amen.
Amen.
And then you can also ask if you are bold. So questions?
I am Swali.
I know my young friends. The young people. Yesterday, there was an anointing that came. It was not part of the package. But God added it. And then we say one or two things about marriage. So any question on that? Or any other aspects? Don't be shy. If not, I will point at one or two people to ask this. Because I'm a teacher, I'm always teaching. Yes, any questions?
One there.
Ah, no question.
There is one there.
Okay, yeah, that was a question, yes.
I'll ask you this one.
Yes, please ask. You can ask. Yes, I think we need to get the mic. Go on, ask the question if you're ready. Go on, I'm... He's the one that preached it. But I will answer. That's a very good question. So it shows that you are following. Amen.
Amen.
When somebody is saved, you are saved. Hallelujah. Remember, we are saying, When you say saved, what you mean is that the person has come to this experience. Okay, if you the scripture in Leviticus 17:11, can we read it? Remember, this is a Bible study class. It's a Bible study class, so all of us are going to contribute. So open your Bible, Leviticus 17:11. Let's look at it. Okay, if somebody who sees can read for us, or you can read
17:11.
Okay. So now, to be able to understand that scripture, so let's come to the board. This is the tabernacle of Moses. Okay, this is the tabernacle of Moses. So let me draw my own tabernacle, me. Let me draw you also. So we can look at the two, because remember there are two temples. This is the Old Testament. So let me draw the temple of the New Testament, which is you, which is me. Okay. Now, the center of this temple is the soul. Sorry. So this is the soul. And the soul has the mind. It has the emotion. It has the will. And it has the desire. Okay? Now we say this one is like the ego. The mind is like the ego. It's represented by the ego. The will is represented by the ox. The emotion is represented by the lion. And then the desire is represented by the face of a man. So this is what you see in Ezekiel chapter 1. Revelation chapter 4 and
5.
And Ezekiel says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Now, this soul is not alone. It's not alone. It has a body.
In a mwili,
eh? It's housed in a body. So that is their body. God took the body. And then there was a spirit. So the spirit came from God. Okay, sorry, it's a little correction. This spirit here is the spirit of man. And then there is the spirit of God. And then there is God the Son. And then there is God the Father. So this is the Father. That's the Son. And then that's the Holy Ghost. Okay, and the Bible says, thy kingdom come on earth. So, the direction is from God down to us. So, this is the temple of the New Testament. And this is the one for the Old Testament. And this is man. Okay. Now, when the person that God is going to judge is the soul. Is the soul. Okay. The Bible says it's appointed unto men once to die, and after that judgment. Okay, that's Hebrews. I think Hebrews 7:9 or something. Okay. Now there's another scripture in Ecclesiastes. So when a man dies, what happens to him? The body goes down to the ground, because that's where it came from. The spirit goes back to God. The real man, the soul, goes to God for judgment. Amen. Are we agreed? Okay, let me give you our last scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 22 and 23. Paul was praying. He says, I pray that your whole spirit, your body, and your soul might be sanctified and presented blameless to God. Amen. So he's talking about the three aspects again. And you can see, man is three parts. God is three parts. But God is one. The Father is in the Son. The Son is in the Father. And in the Holy Ghost. When you see Brother Alfred, do you see his soul separate from his body? Hallelujah. When you see Brother Alfred, you see one person. Hallelujah. Amen. So say, the Lord your God is one God. Hallelujah. Amen. So when God made Adam, Adam was in the image of God. So he has these three dimensions. But the life of God was coming down to Adam. Adam was being nourished by the life of God. And this life of God was coming from the Holy Ghost, was flowing down. Hallelujah. But when Adam died, when he sinned, the Spirit of God, there was a barrier. Yeah. There was a barrier. And you know the scripture in Isaiah. What does Isaiah say? He says, your sins have put a barrier between me and you. Isn't it not so? So when Adam sinned, there was a barrier. This life or this river that was coming, there was no more life coming to the soul. Of course, the soul had to dry up. So it became a wilderness. The Bible says our soul will be like a watered garden.
Huh?
A garden without water. It's a wilderness, isn't it also? It's a dry place. Lifeless. Hallelujah. So the soul begins to function on its own, independent of God. The devil told Adam something. Adam was part of a coup. You know this coup?
Shetani ilikuwa ni rather Adam alikuwa ni mmoja wa kupigwa serikali.
Unajua your forefather was a coup plotter.
Unajua hiyo ilikuwa ni mpango ama Adam alikuwa ni mtu wa kugeuza serikali.
Yeah, forefather was a coup plotter.
Baba yetu wa zamani huyo alikuwa
and you, we are in the loins of your forefather when he was plotting the coup. So you too plotted coup against God. Do you understand? We were there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is the problem. And they told Adam, you will be a God. The devil offered Adam something, said, you'll be a God like God. You can exist on your own. And Adam and Eve bought it. They agreed.
Now Adam and Hawa
sided with the devil. Hallelujah. And he took part of that tree. And he partook of that tree. Something new came in. You know what came in? Self.
Ubinafsi.
Hallelujah. Self came in.
Ubinafsi ukaingia.
Into the soul of Adam.
Ukaingia kwenye nafsi ya Adam.
Adam became independent of God.
Akaanza kuishi pasipo kuwa kutegemea Mungu.
His nature became independent of God.
Hata hali yake ikawa haitegemei Mungu.
That is the basic thing, if you can understand it.
Na hiyo ndio tunaweza kuelewa vizuri.
Bible said that he as God.
Akasema kwamba yeye kama Mungu.
Sitting in the temple of God.
Akiketi katika hekalu la Mungu.
Demanding worship.
Akatamani ibada.
So who is the God of this soul now? Self. Self is the God. I is the God. Do you understand? Self and I.
Self na mimi.
I.
Mimi.
Hallelujah. That is the problem of the soul. I. Self. And when I and self bring forth.
Na wakati mimi na ubinafsi huzaa ama huleta matunda.
They bring something called sin.
Huzaa dhambi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sin is not really the problem.
Dhambi is your issue.
Sin is just a symptom. If you do you understand what the symptom? Sorry, we medical people, we use some of those things. It's just a sign of a greater problem. The nature of Adam changed. That is the main issue. It began to function on its own outside the will of God. Okay? Are we agreed? No, I'm not convinced. You say amen, or maybe I'm teaching false doctrine. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is it correct? Say A now. Okay. Now, if you agree, then it means that when you get born again, it is not a small matter. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To save you is not going to be granite. It's a deep thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that the heart of man is desperately wicked and evil. Hallelujah. So when you are born again, your soul comes here. That's the first station. Okay? You must come to be judged.
Lazima kwanza ufike pale.
A coup plotter.
Wewe ambaye unapanga ugeuzi wa serikali.
You are part of a rebellion.
Wewe ni mmoja katika waasi.
You have been living a life of rebellion.
Umekuwa ukiishi maisha ya uasi.
You have been living on your own. You are the bride of Christ. Now you broke from God and you are just going around with other husbands,
well,
other spirits. The soul of man is a bride. That's to be married. It was to be married by God. Hallelujah. But it broke with God and joined to other spirits. Other spirits began to dwell where God should have been dwelling. So the first place must come to the blood. And Hebrews says, without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sin. What makes you born again? It's not because you are crying and rolling on the floor. It's not because you are doing anything else. Because of one thing alone. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's why he says Jesus is the Lamb of God. The most important part of the Lamb is the blood. And you see the scripture we read. That it is the blood that makes atonement. For what? He didn't say for the body. He didn't say for the spirit. The blood makes atonement for the soul. The soul sinned against God. So blood must be applied to the soul. Hallelujah. Do you understand? Blood must be applied to the soul. He says, when I see the blood, I will pass. So in Israel, he said, put the blood on the doorpost and on the lintel. This is the doorpost and the lintel. Hallelujah. So in the Old Testament, when you bring your offering, you bring your sin offering, the high priest will take the blood, apply it to the four horns on the altar. These four horns represent the four natures in your soul. They are horns. A horn speaks of strength. It speaks of authority. But the horn must be broken. So Paul says, it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. I must be broken. Hallelujah. The one we heard this morning is the story of I. A young man said,
I.
Share me my own inheritance. I want to do so and so and so. And he went off. Hallelujah. He didn't ask the father's will. He didn't wait for his father to die. He went off on his own. Hallelujah. So, when for somebody who is born again, the soul, the blood is applied to him, to the soul. And the life of God comes. Because the Bible says the life of the flesh is in the blood. The blood of Jesus has the life of God. The blood of Jesus is not just liquid. It is power. Is there anybody in this room who has seen the blood of Jesus? If you have seen it, can you raise your hand? All of you, you haven't seen the blood of Jesus. Brother Fred, even you too, you haven't seen the blood of Jesus. And all of you, every day you are running around, Lord of Jesus. You haven't seen it. God is the Spirit alive. Hallelujah. It is Spirit alive. It is a spirit. Hallelujah. It is the greatest ancestral spirit. Do you know it is an ancestral spirit? Okay, you don't agree. It was shared from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Why I say it so that you will tell that ancestral spirit that is disturbing you. That ancestral spirit that you are battling with. Say it is over. Amen.
Amen.
Tell that spirit, say it is over. My own spirit is stronger than your own. Hallelujah. My own was from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. That is the blood that's covering your soul. Your link with Kenya is broken long ago. But you didn't know. The devil was telling you that, look, I have you under my control. I'm going to kill you. Hallelujah. The devil cannot kill you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The devil can't even touch you without God's permission. Hallelujah. You can't die by accident. I can't die by accident. Nothing can happen to me by mistake. Why? Because of the blood. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The blood is on my soul. That blood is a mark of ownership. Hallelujah. In the spirit, anybody that sees me knows that I belong to Jesus. Like my brother was saying, you don't need to go around and say, you know, you're running around, I'm claiming you're this and that. In the spirit, everybody knows. Hallelujah. The devil knows that I am special. Because this blood is over my soul. Hallelujah. It is a mark of ownership. It is a covenant with God. If Obama has a covenant with Kenya, what do you think will happen? If those El Shabaab people come to attack Kenya, what do you think will happen? They have attacked America. Hallelujah. That is what happens between you and God. If the devil comes against you, it is coming against God. He said, he that toucheth you, toucheth the apple of my eyes. You know your Bible? Why are you defeated? Why are you depressed? Why are you walking around as though nobody cares for you? Hallelujah. Nobody can make you defeated except you accept. Nobody can make you small except you accept to be small. We have agreed with the devil that we are nobody. We have agreed with the devil that the blood of Jesus is of no effect. If I'm going to Nairobi now, I will die on the road. They will come and kill me in the night. You have agreed. Hallelujah. Then God says it cannot happen. He says your life is hid with Christ in God. Hallelujah. If you know who you are, the devil will be running from you. Hallelujah. You are sealed in God. I have said all these things to show you that when you are born again, it is a big step you have taken. You have entered a covenant with God. You have come into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So even if the person dies at that point, he's a saint of God. Amen. Hallelujah. The person is a saint of God. He is not an ordinary human being. He's redeemed. Redeemed from the kingdom of darkness. So remember, darkness is here. I would say this darkness is the same as hell. You have been brought from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. But there's a scripture in Corinthians that says one star is different from another star. Hallelujah. So if the person is born again but was not able to make progress in God, he died in God and he has a glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, Jesus said, when you plant, the sower who went to sow his seed, the sower, parable of the sower, okay. He went to a sower went forth sowing seed. That some brought 30-fold. Some brought 60-fold. And then some brought 100-fold. So this is the 30-fold. This one is 60%. And this is 100%. Hallelujah. 30% is better than 0%. Hallelujah. 30% is better than 0%. 0 means that there is no life of Christ in that person at all. Hallelujah. But God doesn't want you to stop at 30%. Hallelujah. If you say, well, 30% is good. Remember yesterday what we said? That darkness is going to cover this place. As we go towards midnight, the Bible says that you should not measure this outer court. Revelation 11, 1 to 3. Say, don't measure the court that is outside. Because worldliness will take it over. It will become worldly. It will become worldly. Worldly, worldly.
Yes.
So, yes, it's good to be born again. But you cannot just remain at that place. You must move forward. Amen. And because God is saying, after some time, darkness is going to catch up with us. Hallelujah. When there is darkness, the little light will be overcome by the light, by the darkness. So in summary, the first experience is being born again. The second experience is baptism. There's the baptism in water. And there's the baptism in the Holy Ghost. And then there's a third baptism, in which the Spirit of God now begins to bring you into Christ. And yesterday I said the outer, the holy place and the holiest of all constitute the realm of Christ. So the third experience is the experience of walking in the Spirit. The fourth experience is the place where we come to a place where we feed on Christ. And then the fifth experience is the place of incense, where we offer our soul to God. And then we have the sixth experience is the mercy seat, where God said that we'll meet with you. And then the seventh is the ark. Amen.
Amen.
But we don't have time to discuss all of them. But I'm sure we will have time some other, maybe when we come back, to be able to go into more detail. The most important thing that you can see from this place is that you are the temple in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, this is the temple. In the Old Testament, it was blood that was used to purge and sanctify everything here. Now it is the blood of Jesus that you use to cleanse and sanctify your soul. If the blood can make an ordinary building clean, if the blood of bulls and goats can make a physical temple clean, Hebrews says, how much more the blood of Jesus? To purge your conscience, to break the power of sin. Hallelujah. Anybody that says he doesn't want to overcome sin is a great deception. Hallelujah. You see, if the blood of goat could make a physical temple clean, could make a physical table clean, how much more the blood of Jesus? Make your mind clean. Make your emotion clean. Break the power of the world. Break the power of the world over your soul.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So it's a work of faith. So this is the new temple. And you must begin to offer up your soul to God. Paul said, I beseech you by the mercies of God. Present your body as a living sacrifice. It's a living sacrifice because every day you bring it as an offering. In the Old Testament, when you bring the sacrifice, you kill it. It's gone. You must bring a new one tomorrow. But in the New Testament, the sacrifice is living. Hallelujah. So every day you bring it as an offering to God. Every day you must bring your mind as an offering to God. And he says, if there is any sin, you clean it by the blood and offer it back again to God. Hallelujah. And as you keep offering it to God, God wants to deal with something. He wants to deal with self and I. And it is at this place, this is the altar where self is dealt with. Here, sin is dealt with here.
dhabahu la kwanza.
Here is sin.
Hapa ni dhambi.
Here is self.
Na hapa ni ubinafsi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Here you're talking about the nature of sin.
Hapa tunazungumzia hali ya dhambi.
The nature of darkness.
Hali ya giza.
So David said, change my heart, O God. Create in me a clean heart. David was not a love believer. Hallelujah. He was walking with God. He said, God, I see some things in my heart that shouldn't be there. I offer it to you. Hallelujah. So we must be offering our hearts to God, so that He can change it.
It
is no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. Hallelujah. And when we do that, we begin to break through our flesh. And we begin to walk in the Spirit. I don't need to answer the question. Okay. Amen. Okay. Any more questions before we close? I know many people are tired, so I don't want to keep you longer. Any other question? Is it so clear, or you are tired, you want to go? Is that why you are tired, you want to go, or it's clear? Amen. Hallelujah. The New Testament must change the soul. That's what I want you to understand. The nature of your mind must change, which is different from being born again. Hallelujah. And when your soul changes, it becomes spiritual. Hallelujah. And when your soul changes, the body will also change. Do you know that the Holy Ghost will be the blood in your veins? The body will change, this body. It will not eat chapati again. No more chapati. But you can eat it if it wants. Hallelujah. They say the body of Jesus was flesh and bone. The resurrected body was flesh and bone. Because all the blood was shed for you, isn't it? But the blood was still functioning. It was being powered by the Holy Ghost. For you and me, before we can come there, the soul must be changed also by the Holy Ghost. The Bible says your soul must be the temple of the Holy Ghost. Say the Lord is for the body, and the body for the Lord. What do you think that means? Your spirit must be taken over by the Spirit of God. That's what happens when you are baptized in the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God comes back to the Spirit where it left. That's what you mean by you are baptized in the Holy Ghost. Your spirit comes back as a taste. God is tasting, giving you a promise. Hallelujah. Your spirit is taken back to the realm of heaven. And the Bible says anybody who experiences that is no longer in the flesh but in the spirit. Amen.
mwili lakini yuko katika roho.
If you continue to walk in that realm of the spirit,
ukiendelea kutembea katika hiyo eneo la roho,
your mind,
mawazo yako,
your emotion,
hata hisia zako,
your desire,
hata tarasha,
your will,
hata mapenzi,
will also be taken up to the spirit.
Yatainuliwa pia ingie katika roho.
And the spirit of God will not dwell in your mind. The spirit of God will not start dwelling in your emotions. Your spirit, your soul will also be baptized into the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And when your spirit and your soul have been baptized in the Holy Ghost, you think the body will remain where it is? The body said, me too, I want to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, our body also will be changed. Hallelujah. That is the order of resurrection. Every man in his own order. First, the spirit will be saved. That one is the easy one. The real problem is the soul. To save the soul. And that's why the Bible says, well, not of them who draw back to perdition. We are of those who press on to the saving of the soul. If my soul is not brought back into the realm of the spirit, I'm dead, I'm finished. Can't you see? There's no life for the soul. The soul will continue to be a wilderness, don't you see? Other evil spirits will continue to dwell in my soul. But if my soul is brought into the realm of the spirit, the spirit of God will cast out every unclean spirit from my soul. Don't you understand? Hallelujah. Because God is light and in him is no darkness at all. So the only way to save my soul is for light to come in. The more light is coming, the more the darkness is going. So we are being changed from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's why you must bring your mind every day. I tell you the secret. When you wake up in the morning, say, I reject my mind. I receive the mind of Christ. I reject my emotion. I receive the emotion of Christ. I reject my desires. I receive the desires of Christ. I receive the nature of Christ. I reject the nature of the first Adam. I receive the nature of the second Adam. I put on Christ. I put on Christ. I put off the old man. Do it every day. When you have your spare time, you do it. Every time you are offering up your soul. Hallelujah. I want my soul to be saved. I want my soul to be anointed by the Holy Ghost. Don't you understand? Hallelujah. The more you are doing it, the more the power of the flesh will be broken over your soul. The more your soul is changing and becoming like Christ. Hallelujah. One day, hallelujah, your soul goes back to the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. You will still be in Kenya. Hallelujah. Because Adam was there when he was in the spirit. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Paul said, we shall all be changed. That is the change he's talking of. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. Hallelujah. So that mortality shall put on immortality. Corruption will put on incorruption. Hallelujah. And it says that we shall put on the nature of Christ. That is what God is doing. Because this soul is God's temple. And God wants to come to dwell in it. But before he can dwell there, he must change it to receive God's own nature. Don't you understand? In simple words, your soul becomes spiritual. Because God is a spirit. Your soul must put on the nature of light. Because God is light. Amen. So if you don't want to change, you go with the prodigal son. You start converting all the gifts to money. You can go and have a nice time. But the first son, the real son, will be in the field. What is he doing in the field? He's laboring to change his nature. Hallelujah. Every day he is working. There a little, here a little. He's fighting the devil. And he's being changed. Hallelujah. When God is doing a change in you, you don't know. You know, it's like the butterfly. The last stage, nobody knows anything. You just look at it. One little that black, brown thing just lying by the that's a change, a beautiful change. It's a metamorpho from glory to glory. Hallelujah. One day, hallelujah, the butterfly comes and starts running around. Hallelujah. So will be the resurrection. Hallelujah. So God is doing a work in you. You may not know. But one day he's going to comfort. So when Christ shall come, we shall appear with him in glory. Hallelujah. When Christ is revealed, we shall be revealed with him also. Okay, amen. So I think we can end there. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. No more questions, so I think I should close. I think it's okay. Sawa.